السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم وبعد النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب بالحق ليشر الناس إلى سبيل الهدى ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله هدى من شاء إلى الصراط المستقيم وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Dear beloved believers, we have said all the praise and thanks is due to Allah who created the human being in the most excellent mold and symmetry, and has sent his prophets and his messengers with good news as well as warning. I witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, who guides to the straight way whom he pleases, and I witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. And we ask that the prayers and peace be upon Muhammad, upon his family, and upon us, dear Muslims. Alhamdulillah, Allah the Almighty, in his mercy, out of all the creatures that he has created, he has made the human being the best. Of all the things that have made in creation, he has made them the best. And there's a reason why you are the best, that is us as human beings, that you are not created an animal or a mountain or a tree, is that you have a certain conscience. I was in a discussion with an Imam Wazir Ali, last week I think it was, and he asked me, he said, Imam, he said, have you been studying any science lately? When's the last time you studied on some science? I said, well, the last time I was studied on the science in the universe was I was studying what is called cosmic strings. Cosmic strings. They are big energy fields that connect the galaxies together in all of the space. He said, well, you know, they have just reported that they have discovered a planet, one of the planets in another galaxy, that's all silver. It's all silver. And another one is nothing but water, just a whole planet, just nothing but water. You know, so I was telling another imam about it. He said, yeah, he said, I know about that discovery I was reading. He said, but they also found one that's all gold. I said, good God Almighty. You know, I said, here we are on this planet killing each other over gold and killing each other over silver. And Allah said, look, you foolish human beings, I got a whole planet, you know, that's nothing but pure silver. You see, it shows you how small we know about this universe and how vast it is. You know, so, but what is it that makes us excellent is what I want to talk to you about today. The excellence of the human being because of his ability to think outside of the box, to think outside of the circle, to think outside of the triangle, any fragment, thing that you can box in, a corner in, a circle in, you have the ability to think. Imam Waterfali Muhammad Rahim Allah, may Allah's mercy be upon him and grant him the highest station in paradise. He said once, he said that you cannot think outside of this creation, the space, because it's the space that contains you. He said, try it. Take your mind and just start going way out as far as you can go. You can just keep going, going, going. There's no end to your ability to think because it's the space that contains you. Then he said that Allah is not in the space. He can't be contained by the space. He's not contained by that he creates. He's not contained by the light and the darkness. We need light and the darkness. He says, so where's Allah? He said he's on the outside of the space. He said, where's that? He said, you'll go crazy trying to find it. Just think on these things that I'm giving you right now. God the Almighty, he created everything in the space. He's on the outside of the space, but you can't perceive where the outside is. But you are in that creation, the most excellent in the creation, not because of your massive, cute body and strong body, you know, but because of your conscious ability to think on God. See, this is what permeates everything. Because God is the creator, but he made you able to decipher the creation and interpret the creation in such a way that you transform the creation. You beautify the creation. You see, the horse, when it drinks water, or the dog, when it drinks water, you know, they drink it. They drink it up, and they get what they want from it. You see? You know, the insect needs water. The butterfly, the bumblebee, everything, the tree needs water. You know? But you need water, but you ain't satisfied when you drink it. You drink it. You drink it once. Then you look at it again, and you say, what is this? Now it ain't water no more. It becomes H2O. You see, why? Because you have a mind to go inside of the liquid and extract the two gases, hydrogen and oxygen, that bring them on balance. So this is the thinking ability. Now how do we think? What is the key to give us the ability to think? Almighty God has given us five senses. 5 miles, 5 doors, 5 universe. They're called common sense. Common sense. You know why they call it common sense? Because most people have it. Most people have it. And you will find somebody with a triple PhD degree or something and can't figure something out because he's trying to figure out by the knowledge that he's concocted. And then somebody come on and say, man, all you had to do is do this. And this. Say, man, I wonder why I didn't see that. Because you didn't use your common sense. You know, so don't think that your sensibility is not great. It's this world that appeals to your sensitivities. Sensitivities. See, sensibilities and sensibility. You see, you know, the people are so sensitive. You know, sensitive is just emotional. And they're guided by their emotions and their desires. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "La yukminu ahatukum hatta yakuna hawahu taba'an lima jiktu bihi." That none of you are believers until your desires, your hawa, follow what I have brought. Now, what did he bring? He brought the Quran and the example he left. You see? So, alhamdulillah, there's a way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his good nature, and I want to talk about Muhammad the Prophet for a minute. You know that he grew up in an environment called Jahili. I'm not only if you know what this term is. Jahili means ignorant. Ignorant environment. Now, Jahil means ignorant, but there's another word in Arabic that means ignorant called Rabi. Rabi. Rabi means ignorance, but it's natural ignorance, like a baby who doesn't know. A baby will defecate on itself, urinate on itself, you know, because he doesn't know better. He's just a baby, and it's a Rabi. He doesn't know certain things. That's why they grow up under parents to be protected. However, you know, there's the word Jahili means that you ignorant because you know better, but you won't do better. And what made them ignorant is idol worship. Idol worship. There were over 300 and some idols in the Kaaba. And they looked at these idols as God. Just like today. People have all kind of idols. You know, don't know it, but they worship because they follow the instructions. You have some people right now who won't go outside their door until they check their horoscope. you know, they want to check the horror that it's going to put them in, you know. You know, but, and they have so many false concepts that they rely on for direction. Allah gave us five senses. And the prophet said, use five before five deprive you. Use five before they deprive you. And so here are the five senses. The sensibility for extracting knowledge from the creation. I like what Imam Waqif Muhammad rahimahullah alayhi said when he, you know, we say a lot of times, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, what? Lord of what? All the worlds. He was staying once, he was staying, this was in Washington, D.C. He was talking in Washington, D.C. He said, yeah. He said, but this Alhamdulillah, couldn't it be Lord of all of the systems of knowledge? He said, because Alameen comes from the word Il, which means knowledge. And every world you know of, from the smallest atom, subatomic atom has knowledge in it, to the largest galaxy. You see? So God is the Lord of all. And then when we say Lord, don't think it's like the Lord in London, the Lords of London. This word Lord is Rabb. Rabb. Rabb means that it takes you stage by stage by stage until you reach each stage and gives you everything in that stage and then takes you to the next stage. And then the next stage, and the next stage, and the next stage. And he's always with you. The Rabb is always with you, nourishing you until you get to the where he wants you to go in the destiny. So here now, it says, he's the Lord of all of the systems of knowledge, the cherisher, the sustainer, the guardian involved of all of the systems of knowledge. And he said, who operates off of knowledge more than a human being? Huh? He said, we use knowledge. We advance the creation. You know, gold would just be gold, just a rock. You just see it as a rock. But man take it and make rings out of it, earrings out of it. You see? Bars of it. And then puts a value on it. I was in a church program. And I think it was in Kentucky, as a matter of fact. And the reverend, he was talking about two Africans, two businessmen in Africa. And he said they were walking around and they saw these youth shoot marbles with these rocks. And they looked at them very carefully. These were diamonds. They're playing marbles with diamonds. And he said that they talked to him and said, can you give me those rocks? Very valuable rocks, you know. He said, what they were playing with him, he said, I'll give you these sunglasses. And they gave him little trinkets. And they gave him a whole big bag of these rocks, you know, for the trinkets that they were carrying. Well, we know that story even with the Indians. But his point that he was making is, because it was a youth program too, he said, our youth have these talents in their hands and they're playing with them. He said, and they give them trinkets. He said, like the music industry, they have this talent of singing and et cetera, and they give them trinkets. He said, I was in the music industry once, and when you do a contract, they call it, plain as day, exploiting the artist, the exploitation of the artist, you see. So, what is my point? The intelligence that God has given us is our ability to read. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him, the first command that he was given was, Iqra, read. Bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, in the name of your guardian Lord who created. Now, ask yourself this question. Prophet Muhammad was known as the Ummi prophet, illiterate. Why would the Almighty God tell somebody who's illiterate to read? Everybody else knew he couldn't. Why come God didn't? Because he knew he could read. Because he was already reading. Listen to the verse. Ikhla, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord who has khalaq. See, when you understand this from the Arabic, the khalaqa is the object of the reading. He was already reading of creation. You see, we got up early this morning. My wife looked out the window and she said, ooh, the clouds are real heavy out there today. I said, that's not clouds, that's fog. You know, that's fog. You see, you know, you can read when the sun coming up. When the sun coming out, you know when it's going to rain. You know when it's going to get cold. You know what to put on it. He was already reading. When the dust storm, he was already reading the fine language of creation. And every book that's in these libraries and these universities, etc., came out of creation. All these institutions. I was going right down 410 and I see the Heart Institute. Well, how did they develop a Heart Institute? From the heart that God created, and they studied it, and they wrote volumes of book, volumes of knowledge, until they made institute. And we can go on and on and on of all these institutions that have developed. Because there wasn't no book just thrown out of heaven. Yeah, read this, do this. You had to go to school. But the school that you went to, books were extracted from the creation, which is the universe of universities. Even the university that you go to has to be set on top of the earth, which is the universe, is a part of the universe. So we have biology, sociology, psychology, and etc. All of this knowledge come out of the creation. So Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praise and peace be upon him, he said, "Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq." Read in the name of your Lord who has created. Now comes the most important, I won't say the most important, but the next important verse. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. Created the human being from an alaq. Now here's khalaq al-insana. The reading of the human being. That's the one that the most important. Here's the subject. The object, khalaqa, he created insana. It ends with fatta, which means the object of the reading is the human being. How the reading? Min alaq. Min alaq. Why read the human being? Because that's the one that's making all the trouble. Prophet Muhammad was worried. He said, why are they burying baby girls alive? Why are they drinking liquors? Why are they robbing, stealing, murdering, and etc.? Why are they gang fighting? You know, they call it tribal fight, but they were number of gangs, thugs, you know. And he saw this terrible condition so much it burned his soul. He would go up in the mountains just to meditate, just to reflect on his Lord. And it kept disturbing him. 40 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, tell them that you lived a lifetime among them, 40 years before he got revelation. And Allah gave him the answer of the request of his soul. His soul was requesting, oh my God, what is it that can be done with humanity? Khalaq al-insana min alaq. He created the human being from alaq. Alaq now. Look at this word very quickly. Alaq, they say, a clot of blood. He created a human being from a clot of blood. But the alaq means like a leech like clot. That it is that development in the womb where three prongs reach out and attach itself to the uterine wall so it can be fed. You see? But this word alaq also means love and devotion. Love and devotion. You see, the Arab poets, they used to say, when they talked about their woman, you know, when they be talking about, Alakahai, I love her. But his love was not just the ordinary love, like I love you, baby. His love was, I love her so much, I'm attached to her life, where it sustains my life. You know, this is poetry now I'm talking about. This is how they rap. You know, they're some powerful poets. This language is very powerful. But the point, so Allah used the same language that they use, khalaq al-insana min alaq. Read in the name of your Lord who has created the human being from Allah. Meaning that he created the human being to have attachment to God in such a way that he loves God more than anything because God sustains his life. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. Yeah, this Quran is such a beautiful book that when you study it from its language, its revealed language, it opens up concepts, you know, that permeates the mind, where it visits the universe in such a way that you just get tired of seeing the human being in such a bad condition, and you begin to love them more than they love themselves, and you keep working to try to bring them out of hell. Yes, and that's our obligation. So now, one other thing now. Iqra, the next reading is Iqra wa Rabbukal Akram. Iqra wa Rabbukal Akram. There's two readings in this revelation. The first five verses that were revealed to Muhammad, the prophet, Imam Muhammad pointed out, he said, it relates to the first, it relates to the five senses. Think on that now. And this one here, Iqra wa Rabbukal Akram, read. Again, and these are commands. This ain't no request. Would you please read that? Look at that. No, this is a command from God. You have to read. Iqra wa Rabbuka akram. Read in your Lord is most bountiful. It's translated. Read in your Lord is most bountiful. Quran means generous, bountiful, noble, ennobled, you know, honorable. All this is in this word. So, Iqra wa Rabbukal Akram. This is the reading of the creation. The whole creation. Why? Because when you extract knowledge from the creation and get understanding from it, it ennobles you to make you the ruler over that creation. It ennobles you when you study this knowledge. You know, look, you've come all the way from living in caves and huts to condominiums because you read the creation. You came from walking to flying in planes. You see, the wolf, when it looked at the moon, it said, ooh! You know, when you looked at it, it said, man, look at that light up there. I wonder what it is. I got to get up there. You got up there. Walked all on and said, ain't nothing, it's just a reflection, and came back down. So I'm saying, your mind has the ability to go into the invisible and bring out the material. Allahu Akbar. So praise be to Allah. The reading of the creation is most important. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Dear beloved believers, again, I want to bring to your attention your ability to read has been given to you by God. He is the teacher. You see, I want to share with you from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the longest chapter in the Quran, and the longest verse in the Quran, and the last sentence of that verse, verse 282. God says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Have taqwa of God, for He is teaching you now, and He has knowledge over everything. Now listen to this. Let's pay close attention to this sentence. Taqwa is a word in Arabic that means to be regardful, respectful, to guard and protect the very essence of what God has given to you to advance yourself. Every creature has taqwa. Every creature. Because they seek to preserve what they are to be. If you saw eagles, you know, eagles fly, high-flying eagles, the bald eagle, whatever, you know, in the barnyard, eating like chickens, and somebody said, hey, tick, 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 and throw it down there, you walk and say, man, ain't those eagles? Say, yeah, what they doing in the barnyard? when they supposed to be in the mountain, high flying eagle. They're out of their what? Nature. What got them out there? They somebody trained them to be out of their nature. You see? And I'm making this quick analysis here. When you see a human being, the highest elevated creature that God has made, in a low, despicable condition, popping the booty and doing all other kind, and what's wrong with that human being? You know, if you know, just imagine if I had a book and I was from another planet and I came here with the instructions to look for the human being, you would find them, you know, and according to the definition that God gave of the human being. And I start looking and I start telling other creature from outer space, this is not what the Lord said. You know, look at them. You know, this they're supposed to be in the jungle. They're savages. What am I saying to you? How did the human being get out of the conditional state that he's in now? And I'm talking about all of them. I'm not just talking about black folks. I'm talking about white folks. I'm talking about any time you find a human being walk into a mosque, wrapped strapped with a bomb, and say, Allahu Akbar, boom, blow himself up and everybody else, and think he going to heaven to get 70 virgins. He out of his mind. This false concept of worship, the false concept of knowledge and etc., have gotten into the minds of the human being and depleted their ability to think rationally. So God said in Quran that if any of you turn back on your religion, he said, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You know, the word is taraddahum. Taraddahum. The word is from radda in Arabic. Radda. It means taraddahum. If you turn back, Yarutada is in the eighth form of the Arabic verb, which means the act happens inside, you see, you know, and then comes outside. You take what's on the outside and put it on the inside. You know, yarutada. Radda, this word radda means to go back. But Imam Muhammad said like this, he said, this same word radda, when they translate over to English, it means to retard. Retard. You know what I'm saying? Man, why you acting retarded? You're acting like you retarded, brother. Have you ever heard that statement? Man, they acting like you retarded. Well, look at the retardation of the human being today in his application of his life as a human. They're going backwards, you see. So God said, if any of you, y'all will tell that, go back on your religion, he said, it ain't no problem. He said, Allah will bring in a new people. That he will love them and they will love him. He said, how will you tell them? He said, they will be humble toward the believer. Adhillatun ala al-mu'minina. And mighty izzatun ala al-kafirina. Against the disbelievers. And they will not fear the criticism of the criticizer. Yes. So this is Quran. So Allah already knows. You know, we say, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Surely we created the human being in the most excellent mold, structure. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. And because of the rejection of his excellent creation, he is retarded to the lowest of the low. أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. This word أَسْفَلَ means low. Safilin means lower than the low. It means that. And you know, I'm going to give you an English word with it. You know what asphalt is? It's out on the street, right? They get the word in English from asphalt. Asphalt is the black tar that you put on the ground because they make it, it's like black, you know. And it's the thing that the roaches crawl over, you spit on and do everything else on. You see? So the this picture in the Quran, asfala safinin, you know, thumma radadnahu, they are retarded lower than asphalt that everybody walk on. I'm trying to give you an understanding of Quran in the most simplest way. Now, so God says that he taught the human being. Always. You see? وَتَّقُوا وَيُعَلِّمْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Have taqwa of God. Be what? Be regardful of God. With taqwa, taqwa means to guard and preserve, you know, because he's teaching you now. How does he teach you? He teaches you through the senses that he created for you. But he's giving you a brain that when information comes in through the senses, you can elevate that knowledge. Because you know, a dog has five senses. So does a horse and other animals. But they can't do what you do. Your senses is connected with a brain that has the ability to extract from the creation itself and bring out the invisible atoms and put them in a machine and smash them. You heard of atom smashers? Yes. Yes. And weigh them. This is in the Quran. You know, it says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرَيَّرًا وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرَّيَّرًا. And whoever does an atom's weight of good, it shall be seen. And whoever does an atom's weight of evil, it shall be seen. Now you might say, well, that's normal, you know, Adam's way. But this is 1,400 years ago when this was revealed. 1,400 years ago. Wasn't nobody talking about atoms? They didn't even know it was an atom. It's invisible. And then not only that, mithqala dharratin. And this is where Arabic studies come in. Mithqala means to weigh something. It comes from the Arabic word thakola. Thakola means he weighed. When you put meme on the front of it, it means mithqala. It means the instrument that does the weighing that's in the verb. I'm going to give you an example, then you understand. We say fataha. It means he opened. Fatiha, one who does the opening. Miftahu, put the meme on it now. Miftahu, it means the key. So what does a key do? It opens it up. Now it can be a key to a door, whatever it is, a key. It can be a combination. You know, the key to something, man, that was a powerful key you gave. It opened my mind up. You know, so miftahu is the key. So here now, 1,400 years ago, Prophet Muhammad has been revealed to him, wa mithqala dharratin khayriyara. Whoever does an atom's weight. Now, how were they weighing atoms? They didn't find that out until the 40s. They put it into a machine, weigh it, separate it, and make an atomic bomb to blow people up with. But this is knowledge that was given from the Quran 1,400 years ago, that the atom that was invisible was able to be extracted out of the invisibility and put into a machine and made into something destructive. And the reason why they've been doing this destruction in the world is because God's people are not on their job. They're not on their job. If God is the teacher, then why are you polluting the air? Why are you polluting the water? Why are you polluting the food? Why are you polluting the animals? They all beefed up and stuff with all kind of hormones and stuff. They shot up and everything. So the vegetables are polluted, the animals are polluted, the air is polluted, the water is polluted. And guess what? The human being is polluted. He's so polluted now, he don't even know if he's a man or a woman. And the government will tell you it's all right. The government, the highest level in the land, sanction, it's all right for you, brother, to be a woman, to be a sister. And you can marry one if you want to. And if you, the righteous-minded person, say anything, we'll lock you up. We'll find you. You know, when people speak out against it now, Now, not me. They won't do me like that. Because I'm going to talk whether you lock me up, wherever. I don't care. Because I work for God. I don't work for them. You know? But a person got to come out next day because he said in the locker room, he called somebody a sissy in the locker room. He got offended. Why? You know, he was just saying that, you know, I know everybody got their own rights and, you know, you got to come out publicly and apologize. Some people have lost their jobs. Now, you tell me who's running this situation. Is it God's people? When the churches, synagogues, and mosques is sanctioning this. Buddy, you remember that? Yeah! Unbelievable. So why is that? They have been miseducated, lied to, wrong thinking, weak ideals in this world. And if righteous people don't reach into their nature and stand up for God, it's okay. I told a group of youth that I was teaching at one time, I said, do you know that the people of Noah, God destroyed the human beings, male, man, woman, and the children too? He didn't say, okay, you little children, we ain't gonna kill you. No, they were killed too. Sodom and Gomorrah, they were killed too. That tsunami that came, do you know children were killed? That last typhoon that was in Philippines, don't you know a lot of children died? The earthquake that happened in China died. Don't you know Allah's in charge of this whole thing? And people say, well, why would God kill all of those people? Because he already got a better place for them. Well, how do you know that? Because he gave you this better place. It's evidence. Once you were number dust, then sperm, then the fetus. You know? You kept in a placenta bag. How many still got their placenta bag? You don't hold on to your placenta bag. You don't even hold on to your old clothes. What am I saying to you? Allah has already prepared for the believer a place in this creation that's more beautiful than you ever dreamed of. So he is the teacher. Wattaqullah wa yu'allimhumullah wallahu bikulli shay'in alim. Have taqwa of God, cause he is teaching you now and he has knowledge over everything. So I don't care how heavy the human being think he or she may get, your knowledge is just a little snap. You see, God says in the Quran, wa fawqa kulli dhi ilmin alim. Above every knowledge, there's more. And God is above it all. Yeah. This is a wonderful thing. So don't let them give you a quota on your intelligence. You know, they call it IQ. You know, and give you a number with it. Say, you have an your intelligence quota, brother, is 1,750. You are very wise. And you walk around like you got something. That's the quota that they gave you. You see? The Quran said, wa fawqa kulli dhi ilmin alim. Above every knowledge there's more. And Allah is above it all. There is no quota. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Well, praise be to Allah. I know this is Juma. And yes, it's time for me to end. But I really love talking to you here in San Antonio. I haven't been here in a long time. Alhamdulillah. And I'm glad to see that you're still on the job, you know, making your presence known by letting people know that righteousness still prevails. You know, I'm going to, inshallah, next year, I'm going to do a campaign around the country too. One is on outwitting the devil. Outwitting the devil, you know. It's a book based by Napoleon Hill that's out, and I've read it three times already, three or four times, and the point that I want to make in it is that your life being consumed by Shaitan. Your house. You know, how many remember when we were growing up, the old saying, a devil's mind, a lazy mind, right? Is the what? Devil's workshop. Remember that? A lazy mind is the devil's workshop. You see? Meaning that if your mind ain't working the way God planned for it to work for you, it becomes a workshop for the devil. Now there's an Arabic proverb that says Rexu Keslani Beitu Shaitani. Rexu Keslani Beitu Shaitani. That the head, the Rex is head, the head of the lazy mind is the house, Beitu. You heard Beitu Shaitan is the house for the devil. So we're working on doing a workshop called foreclosing and evicting Satan from your house. Serving him his foreclosure papers. And let me tell you something. I say this many times, if you want to meet Satan, don't look for a red man with horns and a tail. That ain't him. Go look in the mirror and speak to him. Say, good morning, Shaitan. You know, I was on a radio program and said, well, why y'all got to be mentioning about the devil? You know, why we can't just read the Quran and people can learn about how to do this and do that? I said, yeah, but before you read the Quran, you got to say what? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Before you pick up the book and read it, you can't even go to God's holy word, the holiest book on the planet, without saying what? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. Then you can begin to read it. Why? Because you bring in Satan with you. Come on, let's go. You know, your mind, your thinking is coming right there in his book, trying to, let me see what I can get out of this. No, submit. You see, Imam Muhammad put it like this. When you say this in Arabic, a'udhu, you have to go in first. A'udhu, and bring it out. You got to go in and get him. Devil, what? He works in the mind. He works in the thinking. That's why it says in Quran that he is an aduun mubin, an open enemy, because he has gotten into the knowledge that you have gotten from creation. He's gotten into that knowledge. You know, and you take the knowledge now and then pervert the knowledge. So it's a battle. And we have to begin to appeal to the people who are captured in slavery and brought over here, not on a cruise ship, but in slave ships. In the bottom of them. And they have become a new people. A new people. Imam Muhammad said, we are a new people. Allah has made a new people. And he said, we need a new Africa. Not a place to go to. New Africa is portable. A new mind. So I'm going to begin to appeal to the African-American mind people that we need a new Timbuktu, a new Songhe, a new Mali, a new Ghana. What is those? That's going to get them to study. Timbuktu used to be the central educational place for the whole world. Everybody was going to Timbuktu to learn. When people over here was in outhouses and using wells, they had running water and indoor toilets. They had street lights when they were running around with torches. You there? I'm talking about Europe. I'm talking about the West. They were taking baths 3 times a day. The only time the Europeans took a bath when they fell in the water, crossing the river. I remember reading one story. They saw them in Spain, in Islamic Spain. they saw, you know, they had the public baths, you know, and they saw the foaming on the Arabs when they were washing. They're foaming from their bodies. Do you know what the word sawbun is? Soap in English is soap, from soap in Arabic. They didn't even know what soap was. One time, one of the armies, the Muslim armies, were trapped, and they were making a last stand because they were surrounded by the Crusaders. And they sent some spies in to check on their condition, and it was early in the morning, Fajr time, you know, and they were brushing their teeth with mishwak, you know, because they knew they had starved them out and they cut off food supply lines and everything. And so the spies went back and said, "The infidels, they are sharpening their teeth because they're planning to eat us." That's what happened. They abandoned and left because they were afraid of being eaten. Woke up, all the army were gone. Where they at? They thought they were going to be eaten. That's a crazy mind. But because they you know, because they didn't know nothing about brushing your teeth, cleaning your mouth, washing up, and taking baths and stuff. You know, so these things came out of Timbuktu, Songhai, Mali, Ghana, great civilizations that were headed up by Muslim life. So our people need to understand this, and not just some black in history. I don't call it black history. I call it black in history because they blacken out the real history and try to eliminate Islam from the history like it had no credibility at all. And the only thing you think about Africa is somebody bouncing around like a jungle bunny. No! We have an obligation to Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, read in the name with the name of your Lord who has created, so that you can understand the necessary achievement that you have to make and pass it on to our children. Because we're leaving. So every time, you know, Allah blessed me to travel around the country, but over the last 35, 40 years, but I've made so many acquaintances, I get calls all the time now of somebody passing, somebody died, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so. And you know these people, you know. And, you know, and I know every time I get one of those calls, I know my number's coming up too. I'm prepared. Alhamdulillah. That's one of the last things I'm afraid of is death. Oh, you're going to die if you say that. Okay, let's do it. Why? Because Allah is in charge of both life and death. Allah. God says in the Quran, كَيْفَ تَكْفَرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. How can you reject faith in God when you were dead and He gave you life? And He will cause you to die again and give you life again. And to Him is the final return. So dear beloved Muslims, let us get back to work. Let us keep working. Let us strengthen our resolve to make ourselves the dignified human being that Allah has put in your soul. And you will see, Allah says in the Quran, فَاسْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ لَا يَسْتَخِفَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. He said, patience and perseverance. Surely the promise of Allah is true. And do not let those who are weak in faith deter you, get you off the path from your blessing. Because Allah says again in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُقْلِفُ مِعَادٍ. Surely Allah never fails in His promise. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِدْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَحَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ جَامِعُ النَّاسِ ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة
تكبير
الله أكبر
تكبير
الله أكبر
تكبير
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله